tweet at TodaySOR.
I see a text in here correcting Brian Mooney's homework, so to speak. Sean, will you point out that the Department of Education advice was that practical projects should be retained safely in schools during this crisis? On no account was it to be sent home to students, as the project must be completed in school time and within certain time parameters so as to maintain the integrity of the Leaving Cert and ensure it is the student's own work. The same applies to other project work, not the same as opening up to do food parcels for families at all. Now, speaking of food, be it in parcels or other forms, I'm delighted to be joined again by Dorina Allen from Ballymaloe and by JP McMahon of Anir and other restaurants in Galway, which unfortunately are idle at the present time. Dorina, first to you, how's the cocooning coming along?
Fine. It takes a little bit of adjusting to, I have to say, but anyway, it must be done, and there are lots of good things to get done that I've put on the long finger for a while.
Yeah. Right, but you're busy as ever.
We're busy as ever, we are. Yeah, the farm shop here, the Ballymaloe Cookery School farm shop, is operating Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 6, so that's very busy. And then we have East Cork branch of Neighbour Food started last Saturday for local producers to be able to sell their produce directly online, and then people just come and collect it. There's absolutely contactless delivery.
That's
and all
a very
of that.
Helpful thing.
Yeah.
Now, JP, I'm told that you regard baking, and particularly the baking of bread, as therapeutic. Tell me more.
Oh, definitely so. And I think it goes back to, I think bread is probably one of the, or even anything that we bake is a very primary food. I mean, you're taking elemental ingredients such as flour and then water and combining them with a rising agent. And I think it just offers an emotional link to the ways that we, I suppose, that the way we had with food in the past.
Right. Now, last night I made a chowder, I made a stew, a lamb stew, but I've never baked bread. So you've got to educate me here, and a lot of other people as well. I give you the first go at this, Dorina Allen.
Well, now, the easiest of all the breads are the Irish soda breads. And you can make a white or a brown one of that. And I think you have the recipe up on the link since last week. But
yes.
For example, take a nice wide bowl, put a pound of flour, 450 grams of flour into it, put in a level teaspoon of salt, level teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, and then just you want about 14 fluid ounces of sour milk or buttermilk, and make a well in the centre, pour it in, stir it around with your hand in a full circle, and then literally it's ready. In seconds, literally, almost as fast as. And then you literally just turn it out, put a cross in the middle of it, let the fairies out by pricking it in the four corners, straight into a preheated oven, and you'll have a loaf of bread in half an hour. Or, do you know, better still, just pat it out and make scones out of it, and maybe dip the tops of them in a little buttermilk and some grated cheese, and they'd be delicious as well.
Right.
Or you can make I'm on a roll, I won't be one, a minute now. Just, you could also put it into a Swiss roll tin, spread it out, and then put tomato sauce over it, a little grated cheese or something, and you can do a soda bread pizza. I know the Italians would be having a fit, but and little bits of, you know, pepperoni,
yeah,
or something on top,
and
it's fantastic. Yeah.
The one word I don't think I heard you use there was kneading, spelled with a K.
This is soda bread. What do you like, Sean? Soda
That's
bread
the thing that terrifies me, actually, about baking
well,
bread.
Well, you know, please God, when this is all over, I'll give you a personal lesson. But anyway, now, there's no kneading, in fact, no kneading at all involved in soda bread. It's better off to just handle it very lightly and pop it straight into the oven. You don't have to wait for it to rise or anything. But there, if you are wanting to use yeast, I've sent you up the recipe for Ballymaloe brown yeast bread, and this is a brilliant recipe for people who are afraid of yeast. There's no kneading involved at all, and only one rising, and then straight into the oven, and you can make one loaf or four or five loaves, and it freezes very well too. So that's a really good introduction,
right,
to yeast, because people are frightened of all the time it'll take. This takes an hour and a half from start to finish, and that's, but you're only, the actual time that you're working on it is only about 5 minutes.
Now, JP, like many parents, I think you're adapting to the realities of homeschooling, and you managed to incorporate a bit of home economics into that with your own kids. Take me through your brownie recipe.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's great. Even for I didn't even realize at the time, but because we were just been doing maths and cutting the butter into half and into quarters, and the practicality sometimes is a lot better. Both my kids are dyslexic, so sometimes maths and English is not their forte, but when they see something in front of them and you're weighing something and they see the 200 grams, but again, like brownie is, I sent you over the recipe, but it's super simple. And of course, you can take you can cream your eggs and your sugar and then fold in your melted chocolate. But the last time we made it with the kids, I melted the chocolate and put the whole thing in the blender and just blended it. And of course, it mightn't be up to standard in my own restaurants, but for the kids, and we ate it all with cream and it was absolutely gorgeous. So I think people get over concerned about baking. And as Darina said, like, soda bread doesn't need any kneading, and yeast bread, there's so many recipes and so many ways. You can have a look online, on YouTube, and little videos. And really, even if you do cut a few corners at home, once it gets into the oven and it comes out, it'll be edible and it's there to be enjoyed.
Another one, Darina, I think you regard as easy peasy to make, flapjacks.
Oh, yes. Now, again, this is lots of things that the kids can help with. So just melting butter in the saucepan, add in a bit of honey or golden syrup into it. I have sent you the recipe as well. And then add a mixture of oatmeal, porridge oats, and some caster sugar. Mix the whole thing round. Spread it out in a sort of what we call a Swiss roll tin into the oven, moderate 180 for 30 minutes. And then it comes out. You can cut it into squares or diamonds or whatever you like. Drizzle it with chocolate as well if you want. And that's super easy. Plus, on the scale of things, pretty nutritious as well.
Now, Boxty is one I think that you like to work with, JP.
Yeah, and Boxty is another type of bread that, I mean, or a pancake that is combined with potato. And it's, for me, it's almost like our gnocchi. I mean, gnocchi is the Italian kind of, some people call it pasta, that it's flour with egg, and then you I suppose put it into simmering water. But the gnocchi is the boxy can be made in a similar way with potato and flour and a raising agent. It's almost like a scone in that case. Sometimes you have raw potato in it as well, a combination of raw and cooked, and then you have other boxy loaves as well. But it's another bread that doesn't require any kneading. Once it comes together, then you put it into little small pancakes and then pan fry it. And if you're making, say, mash the day before, you can reuse that mashed potato to make your boxty. And I suppose that's one of the reasons why we have breads such as boxty and also soda bread. And I think one of the interesting things about soda bread and the reason why we need it, I think the soda bread and the yeast tradition collided, and soda bread does not need any kneading. And the same with boxty, the more you knead it, the more, I suppose, dense it will become. And you want to just bring it together and then pan fry it with a little bit of butter. And I can send you the recipe in.
Okay, well, look, we have that on the website. We'll have a few quick queries, Darina. I baked a loaf of soda bread last week with small children as part of my attempts at homeschooling. Well, fair play to you. Anyway, it looked great and rose really well, but when I cut into it, it was totally raw at the base. Where did I go wrong?
It might be that you put it to check that your element in the bottom of your oven is actually working. And also put it down on the lowest rack in the oven when you're cooking it to make sure that the heat can penetrate the base as well. If it was maybe it was a bit too high in the oven, that could have been it. Also, a way of telling when bread is cooked is when you take it out, I don't know if it was in a tin or not, I'm not sure. When you take it out, feel it, and if it feels heavy for its size, then it's generally undercooked. And also, if you tap it, it should sound hollow. But also, if it feels a bit heavier than you think it should, this takes a bit of practice, I know, but basically then it needs a little bit longer in the oven. But even if it's a little bit raw, cut it into nice slices and toast it and put a nice bit of jam on top.
Sean, just another on that, a baker once told me, if you put a temperature probe into your bread and it reads over 75, the bread will be cooked. And as a baker once, so if you have a thermometer,
and
at
is that
home
the same one that you
bread,
might stick into the middle of a roast, JP?
The exact same one, and 75
Brilliant.
To 80.
Yeah.
A baker showed me years ago, and particularly if you're baking something that's a kilo, if you're making a very large loaf, sometimes people will take it out.
Another one, Darina. I made cherry scones yesterday. All the cherries were right at the bottom and looked awful.
They have a habit of doing that, cherries. Cut them in quarters, even roll them in a tiny little bit of the flour before you put them in, and that'll help a little bit. But if you leave them whole, they're quite heavy, and they indeed often sink to the bottom, much to the annoyance of everybody. Yeah.
JP, what can we do about yeast? At the moment, we can't seem to get it, says Ruth. And same people are, sorry, some people are making the same point about flour, by the way.
Yeah.
No, you can get yeast online. I actually think Amazon sell yeast, but like Amazon sell everything. But definitely, I think if you want to look into, I'm sure Ard Keen or some of the local shops of the food shops will definitely get yeast. Just do a little bit of searching. But I'm sure there's no shortage of flour. I mean, I think, go on.
You might just have to get up early in the day. Please ask Doreena why.
Sorry, could I say one other thing there about yeast? Also, you can use dried yeast and you could use instant yeast. And that's both with dried yeast, you use half the quantity that you would of fresh yeast. So that's available. That's still available around as well. So try that.
Please ask. JP. Yeah, go on.
No, I know it's another. I did send you the recipe, but if people want to take the next step and make sourdough, you can make your own yeast by mixing flour and water together. And I know it's the next level, but if people
tell us a bit more, because a listener said, I want to vary what I'm baking as I'm bored with it already. Any ideas for something like sourdough bread?
Like I would have a look at a tutorial on YouTube before I went about it, if you haven't done it before. But it's essentially mixing rye flour and water and letting it inoculate over a week, feeding it a little bit with more flour, and then actually baking with more flour again. But it's a very simple process, and people are very scared of it because it takes so much time.
Please,
but just have a look online. Patrick Ryan has a great video from the Firehouse Bakery.
Please ask Doreena why the crust separates from my simply delicious wholemeal bread. It's delicious, but it falls apart on me. Oh dear.
Oh my goodness. Now, it should be, I wonder, are you putting a little bit, you need the 15 fluid ounces of water in that. Just barely mix it and pour it into the tin. Sometimes if you put too much liquid in it, the crust lifts a little bit. But I want to just go back to the sourdough there for a second. That basically, many of the bakers, the artisan bakers, are giving away a starter free at the moment, as we are at the Ballymue Cookery School. And also, by the way, we have fresh yeast if anybody happens to be in this area. But you can get, we can give you any of the bakers will give you a free starter, and I'll also put up a recipe online as well. But
brilliant.
I absolutely agree with JP. You actually need to watch it online first, because there's a lot of people have a block in their heads about how difficult
and
it
if
is.
If anybody, I'm thinking back now to what we were told by the government last Friday night. If anybody is in the area and within 2 kilometres of Ballymaloe, it has to be set. JP, just last word on some of the best websites or what sources you get for just people who do it online. Who are the ones you follow most?
Like, I would go, BBC Food have 14,000 recipes with many, many videos. I find that a very, very good resource. I mean, YouTube is an amazing resource, because you just put in what you're looking for. If you want to make whatever you want, and as I said, Patrick Ryan's sourdough one, it's about 10 minutes long. You watch it and then you you follow through. But I mean, don't forget that our house is probably full of cookbooks as well, and we're terrible people for buying loads of cookbooks.
Oh, listen, I'm thinking
online.
Of my late mother. She was born 100 years ago today, and full and plenty was never far from her elbow.
I know, wonderful. Real Bread Ireland is also a good website to check out.
Okay, well listen, thank you both. Lots of ideas, and maybe some of Doreena's greatest hits can be put back up on the RT player if they're not there already. Look, great.
When I had brown hair and red glasses, they won't recognise me.
Well now, at least you still had the brown bread. Doreena, thank you so much. Great talking to you as always. Doreena Allen from the Ballymaloe Cookery School and JP McMahon of Anir in Dominic Street in Galway, and other establishments unfortunately closed for now, but not for too long, we hope.